So, Joe Biden is running for president. This is his third time doing so. It's been a little while since I've made a podcast. That is in part by the fact that I broke my phone recently, so I had to get a new phone. So I have a new phone, and I'm recording on it right now. The second reason is I used an alternative method of recording, and for some reason it deleted the whole thing. So that was a very good podcast. That was all deleted. But I'm going to talk a little bit about Joseph Biden. He was originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania, but has represented Delaware in Congress for a very long time. He has been in the Democratic Party for 50 years, and he is 76 years old. So definitely on the older end of candidates. As I said before, this is his third time running for president. The first time was in 1988 when he finished third in the Democratic primaries. He eventually lost the nomination to Michael Dukakis, who eventually lost the election. He ran again much later in 2008, and he got crushed again. So this is the it's very interesting seeing him be so high in polls, because people always point to him as an experienced guy who's ran before, but he's never gotten higher than third place. And of course, in 2008, he joined the Obama campaign and served as vice president for 8 years. I will say that he's pretty liberal on a lot of issues. He has a 100% rating from the NAACP, which of course focuses around minority communities in America and their advancement. He also has an F rating from the NRA, which is not exactly unusual for a Democrat, but it's pretty good for all the pro-gun control people in the party. There will be a lot of things that will plague Joe Biden's candidacy, mainly a lot of controversial votes and things he said in the past. Not even all the weird, touching stuff that he's done in the past that Trump always likes to bring up, which is kind of ironic when you think about it, but I'm not going to think about that too much. All that aside, he voted for the Iraq War, which of course was a military disaster, and that will surely get brought up in the debates. He also has a very just long history of controversial votes and supported controversial things that nowadays are not considered to be the more progressive position. I urge everyone to go look those up if they're curious. And he's been in Congress for a while, so there's a lot to not lot to look at there. His campaign video was very bland. The whole premise was, Nazis are bad, vote for me. He talked about Charlottesville and the riots there. And that was basically it. Offered no such policy substance so far. I will say that he is a big money candidate, meaning that he is not afraid to take corporate PAC money. This is one of the things that was actually introduced by Bernie when he ran in 2016, was say no to corporate money. A lot of big candidates so far, young candidates too, have been taking that same step, that same pledge, which is very good. Whatever the candidates can individually do to help keep money out of politics is, in my book, good. I will say though that Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, and Cory Booker all initially promised that they wouldn't take big donation money, and they have, not necessarily from corporations, but from very rich individuals. I've said this before, I'm pretty sure, but no money is free. So it's fairly easy to buy a politician. In fact, very easy to buy a politician right now in the current state of things. Joe Biden's campaign will be kind of reminiscent of the older Democratic Party. If you already look at all the statistics on who supports him, it is definitely dominated by older voters. And that's how they actually get him to be so high in the polls, is they oversample older voters. So just keep that in mind. But this will be the fight for the Democratic Party between not only moderates and progressives, but young versus old. Or I should rather say, because a lot of the progressive candidates are also older, young ideas versus old ideas. I'm more of an ideas-based guy more than a identity politics-based guy. For his running mate, there's been talks about Stacey Abrams. She was the failed candidate for the Georgia governor election. She ran for governor in Georgia. She's a black woman. She's pretty young, maybe 40. But I don't think that'll happen. There's been some talk about Kamala Harris as his running mate, but then Harris said, "Why isn't he my running mate?" Which is good. I don't think those two would match up too well, but we'll see. But it is very important, especially for a lot of these older candidates, mainly Bernie, Warren, and Biden, to choose, because they're not exactly the youngest. And I'm not saying that they're all going to die if they get elected, but they might not have the stamina to muster up another run. Who knows? Whatever could happen. But you're going to need to have a young, vibrant person that's going to spread your message still and bring your message in 2024, assuming they get elected and just assuming that they don't run again because they're too tired or they're like 80 or something. Yeah, no joke, he actually would be 80 in 2024. I have a lot of problems with Joe Biden, not even on a personal level, but as a politician. He doesn't really test the boundaries a lot. A lot of these politicians are like, we need major radical change in the system. And he's just like, we can do some change that fits within the system's boundaries. And that's just part of being a big money candidate. In the next episode, I'll talk a lot about money. I'll talk about polling. I'll talk about Elizabeth Warren's awesome plan for everything, her master plan. And then I'll talk a little bit about how I don't like how the media covers the elections. Thanks for listening.